Our sermon text for this morning is recorded in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 6. Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, "Behold, I lay in Sion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded." And also St. Matthew chapter 18, verse 20, "For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Thus saith the Lord." You may be seated. My dear friends in Christ, this is a very special occasion for us here at Grace by Faith. And so, if you would, maybe we could join together in a prayer. So let us now pray. Father in heaven, we ask thee to give us a spirit of thanksgiving. Help us to be thankful for the grace, the mercy you've shown to us for many years, for 20 years, and continuing to give us that true comfort in the forgiveness of our sins through Jesus Christ, who is the one and only foundation for true saving faith. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. You'll have to forgive me a little bit. I am a little bit nervous, possibly. This is a very special occasion to us here, and so you'll have to forgive me if I might make a mistake or many. First of all, we do wish to welcome all our visitors here this morning, and we wish to welcome you. We want to thank you for helping us celebrate this special occasion. May God, by His Spirit, bring comfort and peace to you, to your heart, by Jesus Christ. At times, I will be referring to our specific flock here, Grace by Faith, the members of Grace by Faith, yet we also want to confess that there are many flocks, there are many congregations in this city of Norfolk, here in this state of Nebraska, here in the USA, around the entire world, who confess Christ to be the one and only Savior. And we are thankful for this, that there are many flocks, many believers. And this is true because God's word is like rain. God's word is like rain. Wherever it comes down, there, at that place, there has to be fruit. There has to be faith. There's no reason to doubt that or any reason to be afraid, because where God's word is, wherever God's word is, there God is. There His Spirit is. Salvation is. The forgiveness of sins is. The resurrected Christ is there, who lives to bring comfort and peace to us, promising, "Because I live, you will live too." There's really only one church. There's only one church of all true believers in Christ. The Bible says there is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, through all, in you all. But what is that one faith? What is that one faith? Whoever believes in Christ will not perish, but have everlasting life. Many might think that, well, here God is excluding people. He's saying anyone who doesn't believe. It's like they think that he wants to exclude people. But no, he says this because he wants not one soul to perish. He wants every soul to believe and be saved. Jesus Christ is that rock that no matter what changes in our life, Christ is that rock that never moves. His grace and His mercy toward us never changes. And we can always rely on Him for salvation. Grace by faith. We have been blessed greatly for 20 years because of these promises in Christ. And during those 20 years, which have been by the grace of God alone, we have to admit that it hasn't always been easy. We've had our struggles. We've had some tough times, some definite battles, as all Christians do. The Bible says we must, through much tribulation, enter into God's kingdom. But what is faith? What is faith? If everything always went exactly according to plan, what is faith if we always had a perfect answer for everything? What is faith if we never experienced a cross that we too must carry? We must confess that during both the good and the bad, during both the ups and the downs, through it all, one thing has remained the same. One thing has remained our only strength and comfort. Christ is that rock, that foundation that never moves, that chief cornerstone, and whoever believes on Him will not perish, but have everlasting life. His Spirit keeps calling us by the gospel. He keeps knocking on the door of our heart, saying, "Come unto me, believe in me, rely on me." He says, whoever believes will be saved. And He gives us that gift of faith. He gives us His Spirit who strengthens us and keeps us. We remember His Word is powerful. It doesn't return unto Him void. It's not in vain. As small as we are, sometimes it's tempting to feel that smallness, to feel despised, and to feel alone. But let us be comforted. Christ says, where two or three are gathered in Christ's name, He is there. He is with us. Words of comfort, those are. We might be small, but the size of God's heart is large. Very large. In fact, so big that there's no sin that His grace and His mercy does not cover. Whoever believes will be saved. All is forgiven in Christ because He went to the cross. He gave His life. He gave His all. And He rose. And He says, you too will rise. When doubts come knocking, when the storms of life come blowing and beating on our faith, Christ is still the rock that never moves. And whoever believes on Him will not be confounded, will not be let down. Many say, well, come on. Do I really need a church? Do I really need you, Pastor? I can certainly go to God on my own. I don't need you. But it is God who says He is present where His word is. And where is His word? But among those who share it, who share the good news of Christ crucified and risen. We don't always like to be viewed as being dependent on anyone or anything, but it is God Himself who established the church, not to lord authority over us, but rather to comfort us in the authority of the forgiveness of sins, the assurance that everything has been made right between us and God. He says, go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature, baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Take, eat, take, drink. This is my body. This is my blood, given and shed for you for the remission of all your sins. And by God's grace, we fulfill those gospel commands by being around other Christians, by comforting one another with those words of assurance. Christ rose from the dead, and the Bible says specifically to comfort one another with those words. We do that by being with each other. What is more important than receiving that rest and that peace for our soul through those words preached and shared and taught and believed? Where two or three are gathered in His name, meaning according to Christ's teaching that He went to the cross to do everything needful for us to be saved. Everything needful. Whoever believes will be saved. Where two or three are gathered in Christ's name does imply that we choose one among us to preach this good news. That doesn't mean that we are to follow the preacher. Jesus says, follow Him. Follow His word. Since God is not the author of confusion, then through the church, He calls ministers who are not to be glorified, who are not above the people, but actually below. For the word minister means servant. He gets to serve by bringing the precious comfort of Christ through words spoken, through the sacraments, the administration of the sacraments, so that God would heal and comfort and assure us through those words that all is forgiven. Only believe and thou shalt be saved. Where two or three are gathered in Christ's name, He is with them. He is with us with His grace, His mercy, His forgiveness. All is complete for our salvation. For He has died. He has risen. He will never die again. He promises you too will rise. May God then continue to be with us, strengthen us, strengthen you all through the Word, through the sacraments, through the rock, the only rock that never moves, Jesus Christ, our Savior. In His name, amen. Please rise. Now may the peace of God that passeth all understanding keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.